I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Martin Dryden. He's Community Coordinator for PAX Academic Exchange. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is a program whereby students from other countries come to the United States, including but not limited to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and live for a period of time during their high school years?
That's correct. These are high school students. They'll be aged 15, 16, or 17. They come for an academic year, roughly 9 months, to live life as an American teenager.
And where do they come from, and how do they find out about it?
Well, we have 70 countries that we represent. However, the parents have a big say in the children that they would like to host. And we found a strong preference in Santa Fe for kids from a program called FLEX, which is the former Soviet countries. Also, the YES students, which come from North Africa and the Middle East, and also students that come from Thailand and China.
Very interesting. I thought you were going to say Latin America because we have so much Spanish heritage here.
You know, PAX does a lot of students going abroad, and in Central America and South America, those are really popular destinations for our local students who go out for an academic exchange year. However, most parents here tend to try and help students that come from what are perceived as countries with greater hardship.
And so what do the students do when they get here? How long do they stay, for example?
Well, they come typically a week or two before the semester begins. So we're talking August. We do several orientations with both the family and the host students that come in, just to make sure they are properly acclimated. They know how to set up a cell phone and get to the mall and get to the school bus and manage, you know, lunch at school, things like that.
The mall, really?
Well, you know, it's something where they all come over here with this starry-eyed vision of the mall. And, you know, in Santa Fe, we tend to shop at a variety of different stores. So the mall here may not be the most impressive.
It's not our chief feature.
No, but it's their one experience with an American mall. So,
so they're what grade level?
Okay, they come over, depending on their academic performance, they can be a 10th grader, an 11th grader, a 12th grader. A lot of that has to do with their transcript. Now, in other countries, the number of years of education in the high school level doesn't always match up exactly. So we've actually had students that sort of straddle, say, 10th and 11th grade, taking classes for both, or 11th and 12th, just based on their abilities.
And they go to Santa Fe High, Capitol High?
Santa Fe High, Capitol High, Monte del Sol, ATC, there are a couple that go to St. Mike's as well.
Now, these are kids who probably have a pretty strong English proficiency, is that correct?
Yes, there are some minimum requirements, and they are tested by PAX and PAX representatives as part of the year-and-a-half-long application process. And one of the requirements for the program is if you're going to host a student, which is a wonderful experience, but we want English to be the primary language spoken at home, the expectation of their natural parents in their home country is that they'll improve English.
Right, right. And so they come here, they study for 1 year and then go home.
And then they go home.
And during that year, what kinds of experiences? I mean, you've been at this for a while. What have you seen? What kind of experiences do they have?
Well, it's the experiences of an American teenager who...
That sounds scary.
Well, it's a little bit scary, but keep in mind, most of these students come over here and their preconceptions are what Hollywood has given them or what they've heard from friends or seen on Facebook. But to actually live life, having a birthday party, a Sweet 16 birthday party, for example, or barbecue, which, you know, they've only heard about, or trip to the Grand Canyon, balloon fiesta, things like that, they are just in awe of the variety of experiences. The fact that in Santa Fe, the family may take them to dinner at a local restaurant that features Vietnamese cuisine or, you know, cuisines that they have not been exposed to in their home countries, these are all just really, really fascinating.
Now, do they deal with the fact, I mean, yeah, these kids have to have good English proficiency, but, I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I spoke German, but if somebody had stuck me into a German high school, I would have had trouble and needed quite a bit of remedial reading and writing, for example. Does that kind of thing come up?
That kind of thing is potentially a problem. However, in the students that have come to Santa Fe, we haven't seen significant problems. The only real concern is that if they're coming from a country that has a really thick accent, in Thailand, there are some students who don't get the pronunciation entirely correct, even though they hear, they understand, they read very well. And that's part of the exposure to America. And it's just amazing the change over a period of weeks and months. When they go back home, their parents are really impressed with what's happened in terms of their language, their ability to communicate. And also, sometimes they, when they get back home, they tend to mix up their natural language with English. There's a period of adjustment when they go back.
Right. Now, are these kind of the high achievers of their own communities?
Well, PAX screens them for language primarily, and then the local agencies and the home countries produce a series of interviews, recommendations. There's an element where, you know, it helps to have a letter from the local mayor, from the principal of your high school. And so the overall package is evaluated by PAX to determine the degree of success they would experience. So I can't say that we're screening strictly in academics. It's not really that. It's the ability to adapt to a new culture, the ability to learn. The tests that are devised by PAX and administered overseas are pretty sophisticated.
Very interesting. Now, you were talking about PAX academic exchange. Now, when you say exchange, does this group send American students to other countries as well?
Yes, we do. We send students abroad, and you can have your high schooler go for one semester or a full academic year. We also have summer-only programs. So there's a variety of programs. They're all detailed on the PAX website. But the best way to get good information and to understand what it's really like to go abroad is to talk with a local coordinator like myself.
How did you get into this work?
Well, I was on the board of a charter school here in Santa Fe, and one of the local coordinators came up to me one day and said, you know, we have a student who a family is committed, and there was a situation where the family would not be able to host. They were leaving the area. So I talked about it with my wife, and we stepped up, and it was just a great experience. It's not my first experience, but my first experience as a host father. When I was young, my parents hosted students from both Italy and France, so I had the experience of a host brother.
So the students really become part of the families here in Santa Fe that they get placed with, which is a really very special relationship.
Absolutely. The things to remember, you are inviting somebody into your home who you have not witnessed them growing up in life, and so you're becoming a parent pretty quick, especially if you don't yet have teenagers in your house. So adopting the role of a parent and relying on the community coordinator to help you understand the process. I'm on the speed dial of a lot of local parents, just with questions about, you know, is this acceptable? How do I handle this situation? But overall, when the students arrive, they're very well prepared. They've been vetted. Their finances have been taken care of through the foundation. And if parents are willing to open up their home and just set an extra plate at the dinner table to provide a study area, to provide them a room to sleep in or a shared room with another teenager in the house, then I think what the parents will find is there are great benefits to their entire family. The cultural exchange goes both ways, and you're going to learn as much from the student coming over as they learn from you.
Do the young Santa Fean kids, the teenagers and the people coming from abroad, tend to form kind of like lifelong relationships?
Absolutely. For the students that we've hosted over the years, we stay in touch, not on a daily basis, but certainly we contact each other by Skype, we write letters. When the student goes back to their home, you just can't stop being a parent. You've formed a bond that will influence that child, hopefully with positive experiences for the rest of their life. If I look at what happens to exchange students after they return home, there is the period of returning where their parents are very curious about what has been the effect of America, what have the host parents taught my child, what direction are they moving in? Are they more individual? Are they more academic in their inclinations? And it's just wonderful to follow up and see where life takes them.
Where has life taken some of the students that you've hosted?
Well, some of the students that my wife and I have hosted have been accepted into great European universities. One of them has the potential to go to the American University here in the U.S. So it's good academics. It's a commitment to life. They go back, and the students that I've hosted and also worked as a coordinator for have participated in community service and foundations and organizations that benefit their own communities. So this is a great time for the student to figure out what their values are, how that fits in with the American experience, and if they're going to remain in their home country or if they're going to make that a part of their experience in life and take it to another place, a university, another continent perhaps.
What do you do, and like, give us, like, maybe tell us some stories about what happens when there are perhaps different expectations of parents' roles, like this is what moms and dads do, because it's different not only from family to family, but from one society to another.
That's really a great question, because the experience of hosting a student, it's not one big moment. It's really a series of moments that make an impression on the child. And so I can say from our personal experience, seeing how a student reacts if they were in, say, an authoritarian society or a society that was very permission-oriented, where they had to ask permission for everything. There was one girl from Jordan who stayed in Santa Fe a few years ago, and, you know, her first day in the U.S., she just didn't quite know what to do. And I remember, you know, I would wake up and make coffee and pour juice for the family. And I woke up in the morning, I'm an early riser, and she was standing in front of the refrigerator, and she looked at me and said, "What may I eat?" Well, at that moment, I realized that, number one, I had to spend a little time with her to acclimate her to our family rituals, which was really important. But also, it made me realize that the kind of family and kind of culture that she came from really was strikingly different from our culture here.
Now, do the parents, the sort of, not foster parents, but, you know, exchange student parents in Santa Fe who take in these young people, get any training in cultural literacy of the country from which that child is coming?
Yes, yes. The process really begins about a year and a half in advance, when the students are vetted to come to the U.S., apply for a visa, take their exams, and they're prepared through a series of orientations abroad and also on the East Coast for what life is like in America. They get instructions, their rules as part of the organization. While that's going on, the parents who reach out and decide to host a student talk with me extensively. We have pamphlets, we have literature on the web, but it's really that face-to-face interaction, giving parents guidance on how to be a parent for a student from a different country. Sometimes it's styled for a student, say, from Japan, or a student from a European capital, which will be very, very different in their experience in the U.S. A student that comes from the Middle East or a student that comes from a former Soviet country is going to have a different expectation and different cultural habits. And so local coordinators like myself go through extensive and ongoing training, and we communicate that with the families, but we also monitor the families. And so my role, in essence, once they arrive, is very much like a camp counselor. I work with the community to find organizations that they can volunteer with. We plan trips. We do potlucks with their schools. So it is a very broad role that I take, and the parents depend on that to give them guidance on how to parent an exchange student.
Do some of the young people have religious practices that they then need to find a church or temple or mosque or whatever that they can attend?
Absolutely. Now, with regards to religious practices, the one thing that we try and counsel the parents when they're receiving a student is to learn a little bit about their culture, but this is not the environment to attempt conversion. It's just something that the students know that they can willingly participate in the faith of a host family, or they can choose not to participate. In practice, what I found is they're very curious, and so they go to temple, they go to mosque, they go to the Orthodox cathedral, they visit the host family's church, they volunteer with organizations in the community, and so they absorb a variety of experiences. They're really interested in learning everything that they can that's available to them here.
But I mean, do they continue to practice whatever their own religion might be?
Yes. The depending on whether they strictly adhere or sort of mildly adhere to their family's faith, that we know in advance. And so the parents are prepared for that. They can decide if they would like somebody who is a strict practitioner of, say, Eastern Orthodoxy or Islam. It's really up to the parents to decide, you know, do we want a student, or are we prepared for, say, a student from a Muslim country where we might have to alter our eating habits and the foods that we prepare.
And you found host families that are willing to do that for the young people from wherever they are.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting. So it's PAX Academic Exchange, and you are presumably always in the process of recruiting families here in Santa Fe and getting them ready to host students.
Yes, there's always something going on. We have some tearful goodbyes last night. We had what's called a re-entry, which is an exit orientation for students who are departing. There'll be several of those as the departures continue throughout June. We have new students who are on just pins and needles. You know, they've gone through a year and a half of you know, testing and preparing, and they're just waiting for a family and hoping that they'll find one. And then while they're here, there are experiences that they would like to take advantage of. And so if a host family is willing to do certain things and a student would like some additional experiences, we plan some trips, and we try and get them to the Grand Canyon to take them on a camping trip if they'd like to see Disneyland. There are just a great things here, and this is their 1 year, their opportunity to experience America the way they would like.
How do you deal with whatever problems might arise? I would think that one of them is homesickness, but other real adjustment problems might come up.
Absolutely. And really, pre-planning, we know what the general cycles that the students go through are. Those are not specific to individuals, but we prepare the family in advance. And, you know, I'm in contact with the family every few weeks, every month. We're in the home and become part of how they plan for events that come up. Prom is really a big one. And And then there are the moments that come up unexpectedly, where it involves some conflict resolution. As a local coordinator, I'm an advocate for the student. I work with the families to make sure that the student feels comfortable, that the families feel comfortable. But ultimately, I have to look at a situation and see, is this something that some strong parenting will resolve? Is this something that some counseling of the student will resolve? Or is this something that is a situation that could be volatile or dangerous, and I'm ready to move the student into a new home? And we are prepared for that. We prepare in advance. I have safe houses available if a dangerous situation comes up. And of course, if parents are interested in hosting and simply being a safe house, that's a really, really great way to be a citizen diplomat and participate in PACS.
Do the students, the exchange students who are here at the same time, get to know one another? Do they have like a little international sub-community?
Yes, yes. They usually congregate around language clubs. They do presentations for International Education Week, both in the fall and also in the spring. We do international potlucks where we bring all the families together. It's a robust community, and because so many host parents tend to host several years in a row or year after year, they kind of get to know one another.
How do the host parents afford this? Is there a subsidy for them, or how does that work?
Okay, so the majority of the students who we bring to Santa Fe are sponsored. The Kennedy Lugar Foundation in Washington provides monthly stipends, so the kids come over all expenses paid, all fees paid, and they have spending money of their own. They also have travel insurance, and they have medical insurance while they're here. And so PACS has really taken the financial burden away from the parents and handled that through the foundation. With the stipend, the kids can buy yearbooks and prom dresses and cell phones, you know, all of the things that they need. Winter clothes is sort of a big thing for Santa Fe. And so what we ask of the parents is that they have the ability to provide a comfortable, safe home, either a shared room with another teenager or a room on their own, to set another plate at the table, to expose the kids. If you typically go out to dinner, say, on Friday night with the family, then we would expect you to include your student. And if financially you can afford to do that, then I would say that you're very well qualified. But as far as the student's personal expenses, the parents have no obligations there. And a lot of times the students have additional support from their natural parents. So if they decide to buy something a little out of the ordinary, say a laptop or a camera or something like that, then they work that out with their natural parents to take care of those expenses.
A lot of these students, because this program's been going on for a long time, and you keep track of the alumni, really do become very high achievers in their country when they go back. So it's interesting. I mean, I think that young people, when they get international experience, it just changes them. It changes their perspective. And I wonder what effects these kids from abroad have on the Santa Fean families and young people whom they meet, because Americans often, not all, but many of us tend to be so insular and so utterly and completely unaware of people from other countries. I mean, you're different. You're married to a Bulgarian woman. I'm the child of immigrants and so on, but many, like, multi-generational Americans just don't even have a clue.
You would be surprised how close you are in Santa Fe to an exchange student. I'm willing to bet that if you have a high schooler in one of the local schools, that they probably know, have in class, participate in a club with a local exchange student from another country. As far as the awareness, Santa Fe is an open and welcoming community. We reach out in a way that communities of our size and other parts of the U.S. don't. We host a lot of students here in Santa Fe. The organization La Familia, Girls Inc. There are so many community organizations that invite students to do community service and come in and witness what's happening there. Soup kitchens and it's there is a lot of community connection. And now I agree with you that the general parent who's never been a host parent probably doesn't understand how important these kids are in the world and in the new world. The statistics are absolutely astounding. And maybe people who host for the first time don't realize that there's a high likelihood that their student is going to be a very high achiever, a member of parliament, in the European Parliament, a head of state. I mean, it's, you know, currently 45 current and 340 heads of state are all exchange students to the U.S.
That's amazing.
It is. 122 members of the European Parliament. We have 65 Nobel laureates. Over 120 Pulitzer Prize winners.
Who've been PAX Academic Exchange
who have
alumni?
Alumni of the Department of State program. PAX is one of just several organizations that sponsor students. We have roughly 1,100 students that come from abroad, and PAX manages a fairly large portfolio of those students. But knowing that your student a few years down the road got accepted to Oxford or Cambridge or the American University or a photography and design institute in Czech Republic, it's wonderful to see how they become individuals and how they chart their path in the world.
So if a parent is listening, or maybe a teenager is listening and says, I would like a friend from Thailand or Jordan or Iceland or whatever, how do they get involved?
Well, they can go to pax.org, P-A-X.org, or they can just call me directly, and I'll give you all my contact information. But finding out from a host parent, finding out from the local language clubs, is really the best way, because you can hear direct experiences, you can hear the stories that people tell, and find out about the positive experiences that parents have had.
Martin Dryden is community coordinator here in Santa Fe for PAX Academic Exchange, which is on the web at paxpax.org. If you want to write to Martin directly, you can write to martin@hereforayear.org. You can also call him at 505-310-3673. Anything else you want to let people know before we go?
You know, I really support the idea of being a citizen diplomat. I don't know a better way to describe what it is to provide a positive experience for somebody who comes from a country that's very different from our own, and then see what happens when they go home and they begin sharing their pictures, their stories, their social media. They start cooking for their family. That really makes the students who graduate and go back to their home countries change makers in their own cultures. And I believe that it's going to contribute very positively to the new world, certainly the new media, as we see these kids grow up and become the leaders of tomorrow.
Martin Dryden, I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
It's my pleasure.